Do you like haunted houses, ghosts, other spooky things? Then you're going to love today's episode. We're talking about the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas. So strap on those proton packs and remember not to cross the streams. Stay tuned to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Every day that makes you say, hey!
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Welcome, all you little stardusties out there. This is your captain speaking, your Countess of the Corvids, Divine Feminine Extraordinaire, Cosmic Cage Fighter, and the real reason all Bigfoot footage is blurry. I am Exy, the Star Queen. And just a friendly reminder, the point of this podcast is not to convince anyone that any of this is real, as life requires a healthy dose of skepticism. Our goal is to present information for you to form your own opinions and ideas on some of the more curious subjects of our reality. Not to change your mind, but to broaden it.
Believe what you want, kids. Now sit down and let me tell you the stories. Skeptics are welcome. Whatever.
Now, today we are celebrating a very momentous moment, occasion, thing. We're celebrating the very 15th episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. And here's some spiritual stuff on the number 15. From angelnumbersmeaning.com, the number 15 in angel numerology marks the manifestation of a harmonious life, a synthesis of matter and spirit. Angel number 15 refers to the material and spiritual, steady flow of energy, the source of power, and cooperation. According to timesnownews.com, number 15 represents science, knowledge, dharma, and spiritual bliss. It is deemed auspicious as well as sacred because it blesses one with fame and prosperity. And that was just some spiritual stuff on the number 15. Now, today's episode, we'll be dealing with the Sally House, which is a famous haunted house. And one of the famous haunts, permanent occupants, is a child. And like many ghost stories, there's often a ghost origin story. So I'll give a quick reminder before I actually start the story, but I invite anyone who cannot mentally handle child ghost stories to go ahead and skip the story for today. Your mental health is more important to me than the listens, I promise. I just wanted to mention that I did spend today recording most of this episode, and then my recording software, my new-ish to me recording software, crashed, and the old file would not open. So sometimes we must persevere. We must repeat ourselves. We must rise above the situation. Speaking of rising above the situation, let's see what the cards have for you. Because my last message was a pretty good one. Terrible Tarot!
Terrible!
And just so you know, I am fighting the urge to scream Mortal Kombat! Thought I'd spare you from that one. Actually, I guess I didn't spare you from that one because I told you about it. Anyway, this segment is called Terrible Tarot. Now, what makes it so terrible? Well, you would not pay me for this particular reading. However, if you would like to pay me for a not-so-terrible tarot, you can check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Where I provide exclusive content for exclusive Stardusties. So if you'd like to be an exclusive Stardusty, drop some coin our way. Now I am shuffling the cards. Shuffling the cards. Shuffling the cards. This is my terrible song about shuffling the cards. Today's cards are the Six of Pentacles, the Queen of Swords, and the King of Cups. Allow me a moment to gaze deeply into the cards so I can decipher their meaning. Today's tarot is saying that you've been giving a lot of yourself lately, maybe your time or your energy or your money, and you're struggling to find a good balance between thinking with your head and thinking with your heart. But the cards are suggesting to be perfectly balanced. Speak your truth, but do not divulge too much information. Leave a little bit of mystery. Add a little bit of spice. After all, the head and the heart are what keeps us ticking. And you need a little bit of both. To speak your truth, live your truth, be your truth. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be. And that was Terrible Tarot.
It was terrible! Yo!
And today's quote, from whatever I feel like quoting, there is no death. There is only a transition to a different sphere of consciousness. And that quote was from Poltergeist, Zelda Rubinstein's character. Seemed a bit fitting for a house said to be haunted by a little girl. Today's bizarre headline comes from NPR.org, from July 23rd. A diner discovered a 100-million-year-old dinosaur footprint in a restaurant. An observant patron was eating at a restaurant in southwest China when he spotted something strange in the stone flooring of the courtyard in which they were dining. Proper authorities were called to investigate, and they confirmed that not one, but two sets of footprints were on that stone floor. The footprints belonged to two different dinosaurs that lived over 100 million years ago. Paleontologist Lita Jing told CNN that his team used a 3D scanner to confirm that the imprints were left by sauropods. Sauropods were herbivores with long necks and small heads and great big bodies. So while I would normally encourage my Stardusties to look up, sometimes it pays to look down. Look down, look down. Upon the dino footprint. I was trying to do a really niche Les Mis thing. Just pretend like you understand what's going on, guys. That's all I ask of you. There I go. Digging the hole. Digging my heels into the hole. Singing Broadway from the hole. Let's move on, shall we? The nice lady who made my wormswort soup suspiciously added a little frog's breath.
And now I'm feeling a little tired.
Be right back.
Hey! Welcome to ShambleFest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Shamble on, indeed. That's Amber and Jess. Jess and Amber. No order preference. Check them out! They're good people with good podcast. And now is the time where I remind my listeners that ghost stories often have death stories. And today's episode deals with a supposed little girl. So now is the time to click off if that makes you uncomfortable. Come back next week. I love you, little Stardusties. And for those who choose to stay, this is the Sally House haunting. If you look up haunted houses in America, you're bound to find that nearly every single one of them claims to be the most haunted house in America. The Sally House in Atchison, Kansas, is no exception, but it's not likely an exaggeration either. The Sally House was featured on both Ghost Adventures and Sightings in the 90s, which is where I first heard of the Sally House. It is said that the house was built sometime between 1867 and 1871 by Michael C. Finney. It was later owned by his son, Charles Finney, who became the town physician. VisitAtchison.com states that the front of the house was used as office space and exam rooms for Dr. Charles C. Finney, while his family resided upstairs. The story is that one day, a frantic mother rushed into the physician's house carrying a 6-year-old girl in her arms. The poor child had collapsed from severe abdominal pain. It didn't take long for Dr. Charles C. Finney to diagnose appendicitis. Fearing rupture at any second, Dr. Finney wasted no time prepping her for surgery. Some would say a little too hastily, because legend has it that little Sally did not have the chance for the anesthesia to take effect before the doctor started cutting into her. Tortured screams of the frightened and pained little girl echoed through the operating room until suddenly the house fell silent. Little Sally died on the operating table, her last thoughts filled with dread, believing she was being tortured. Over the years, the house passed through owners and renters, and while the house was likely haunted all along, it wasn't until 1993, when the Pickmans moved in, where the haunting became something a little more sinister. Tony and Deborah Pickman moved in with their newborn child, and it didn't take long for them to experience hauntings. At first, the hauntings started out as any haunted house stories hauntings begin. Pictures would flip upside down. Tony saw a ghost of a little girl in the kitchen. Things would move inexplicably. Toys that would be put away would be right back on the floor, even if they were put away across the room. But then the hauntings became stranger and more menacing. The family dog would growl at empty spaces. Seemingly nothing was there. Unused candles on sconces would have melted wax, but they've never been lit. One night, while the Pickmans had been out all day, they came home and discovered dolls and toys placed in a perfect circle in the child's nursery. Nobody had been home. One night, while discussing the hauntings, Tony and another witness watched in horror as a teddy bear that was sitting on the floor rotated. Nobody was touching it. It seemed to move on its own. Later on, another teddy bear caught fire without explanation. No source of the fire. The hauntings just became more audacious and more sinister. Tony would get yanked out of bed. He would often experience the entity lifting and trying to throw him, especially when he got near the stairs. One night, the Pickmans were so frightened that they packed up the baby and left for the evening. Tony said it felt like he had wasp stings on his abdomen. When they finally reached a safe place, they checked under Tony's shirt where he said he felt the wasp stings. It was 3 scratch marks going up and down his torso. But what sealed the deal for Tony was when he started experiencing intrusive thoughts about harming his family. Up until that point, the ghost had not attacked the wife or the child. But the moment Tony started feeling this way, he packed up the family and he never looked back. Or he thought he'd never look back. For in an interview, they said they returned 14 years later with a medium. And as Deborah started to smudge the house, right before she could complete the cleansing ritual, Tony lifted up before her very eyes, and he was flung backwards to a wall. Literally knocked out of his boots. He slid out of his boots, and he was forced against a wall. And the medium rushed in and saw that he was struggling to get up. The medium said she had to chase whatever it was away with religious invocations. But Tony and Deborah swore never to return. But the Pickmans weren't the only ones to experience the paranormal in this house. Psychic medium Heidi Harmon says she saw the ghost of an older man laughing and a child beside him, the child in a sad tone telling her, "It's a trick. I'm sorry. It's a trick." Eventually, paranormal investigators were able to determine that at least one entity in the house was that of a little girl, who they called Sally. But many other psychics and paranormal investigators believe that there is more than one entity in this house. Some paranormal investigators have reported that their equipment would mysteriously stop working. New or freshly charged batteries would be inexplicably drained. Many tourists and other visitors have complained of feeling something unseen physically touch them. Some people have complained of mysterious cold spots, especially in the room where the operating room once was. There are reports of objects moving before one's eyes, reports of successful communication with ghost boxes, reports of seeing orbs and pictures of orbs, and it seems specially trained guide dogs will refuse to enter the nursery. One TripAdvisor review from Gem City Paranormal says, "We walked in the door to a heavy feeling. No biggie. We immediately went to open the basement door, where most of the activity seems to stem from. We hear footsteps going up the stairs above, but no one but us was in the house, and we were all in the kitchen. From there, it was a parade of shadows, equipment going off, voices, you name it. We all left the house wondering if we should be investigating anymore." Another TripAdvisor review from Linda D. says that we arrived with an open mind. Heard voices through a ghost box in the basement. A bit unraveled when the voice said the name I was thinking, so I left the basement fairly quickly. Got to see the dowsing rods in action, and the flashlight came on by itself. The Sally House is no longer occupied, but it is open for tours and overnight stays to those who are brave enough. For more information on the Sally House, visit Atchison.com. And it says on visitatchison.com that many skeptics have left the Sally House, believers. Are you a skeptic-turned-believer with a story to tell? Do you or someone you love have a paranormal story that we need to hear? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Star Queen Paranormal. Make it rain on our Patreon page, patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while supporting your Star Queen in need. That's me. So, Stardusties, remember that we tell stories to remind us who we are. Who are you, Stardusties? Stand tall in your power. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.